Second time this year. The man working on my mother's house is an ex-con like me. He doesn't say, but removes his shirt, the heat pressing 90, and although I don't have them, I recognize his tattoos, a specific blue-black stain from melted plastic chess pieces shot through skin with a homemade gun. The first guy was older, an employee of the man my mother hired. "Is it that obvious?" he said when I asked, and I grieved for him. In my error of forgetting, not everyone stands atop the past to point and shout. I'm keeping quiet with this one. He's his own boss, hard worker, his marked skin skinnying as he sweats. Not afraid of him. I've seen human faces behind the orange jumpsuit and khaki prison garb, watched how easily a straight face twists into the rictus of a clown. I think it's camaraderie I'm seeking, ready to yell, "I'm one of you," as to a poet reading from her latest book. I won't. Best we smoke our Marlboros in silence, as though we are still prisoners and must dispose of our tobacco before a guard walks by this sunlit cell.